Now, we're doing this little experiment called cartooning on the radio. Not cartooning on the page like you might see in a newspaper or a magazine or a comic book. We have actually invited Mo Willems, an award-winning children's author and illustrator, to join us regularly and bring with him a radio cartoon, which he will describe in detail before we actually hear the caption. What do you got for us today?
Well, I brought a pirate cartoon because everybody loves a pirate cartoon.
Oh, we can't go wrong with pirates.
So in the foreground, we have a very smug pirate. This pirate has two eye patches, two parrots on its shoulders, two peg legs. Behind them are two more normal pirates standing there looking perplexed. One turns to the other and says something.
Okay, and we're going to find out what that special something is in just a moment, as written by you. But first, we have invited listeners to go to NPR.org, take a look at this cartoon, and then send us their suggestions. And so I'd like to share a few of them with you. And before I go on, I'd just like to say that this pirate really likes to accessorize, Mo.
Yes.
And the two pirates behind them, they're not dressed nearly as well. And this well-dressed, heavily accessorized pirate has them chattering in the background. And Mike Gannon of Columbia, South Carolina, says this is what they might be saying. I told him to get off his feet, and of course he went overboard.
That's good. I like the overboard. A little added gag there.
This is from Bertrand Joubert of Lake Clark Shores, Florida. And he says, and the day he loses his head, they'll promote him to admiral.
There's nothing like a topical pirate joke.
And this is from Susan Sads. She lives in Frankfort, Kentucky. And she says, shiver me timbers, what a poser. That was my personal favorite.
The shiver me timbers. Awesome.
Mo, you have to share with us your caption for this cartoon.
All right, here we go. So it's the pirate. He's got two eye patches. He's got two parrots on his shoulder, two peg legs. The pirate's behind him. One of them turns to him and says, arr, he be twice the man that I could ever be.
Arr, I like it.
Arr, I'm glad you do, lassie.
Thank you. That was Mo Willems, children's book author and radio cartoonist. And you can take a look at his drawings at our website. That's npr.org.